Hi, this is Mark Weldy from The Arrow. Thanks a lot for clicking on to this interview. You know, Alice Cooper pioneered a grandly theatrical brand of hard rock that was designed to shock. Drawing equally from horror movies, vaudeville, and garage rock and roll, the group created a stage show that featured electric chairs, guillotines, fake blood, and boa constrictor snakes. He continues to tour regularly, performing shows worldwide with the dark and horror-themed theatrics that he's best known for. And Alice Cooper joins us right now here on The Arrow. How's it going, Alice?
Hey, Mark.
What's up, man?
How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for the interview. Where are you and what's going on and how are you?
I'm doing great. Where are we tonight? We're in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, that's my home state, Texas. You're down there enjoying the Lone Star State. That's great.
Yeah, we were in San Antonio last night, and we're just all over the South right now. So the tour's just kind of starting. We've done about 12 shows, and we've got... we don't finish till December 6th.
Everybody who's seen you out on tour, man, they're loving the show. This is the Spend the Night with Alice Cooper tour that's going to make it out to Salt Lake City on June 13th. We'll be at the Kingsbury Hall on June 13th, waiting for you to cut somebody's head off with a guillotine. I can't wait to see that. That'll be awesome.
It would be mine. I'm the one that gets my head cut off every night. Every night
the man gets his head cut off.
I somehow recover every night.
I've seen you lose your head, Alice. It looks so real up there on stage.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guillotine trick is a 40-pound blade.
Oh, wow.
And the blade misses me by 6 inches every night.
Really?
And it is, yeah, it's not exactly the safest thing in the world, but it looks really good on stage.
I love it. It's so great. I can't wait to see you June 13th at Kingsbury Hall here in Salt Lake City. Alice Cooper. Tickets are already on sale at smithstix.com, so get them and join us for Alice Cooper. We love it when you make it out to Utah. You put on such a fantastic show.
Oh, thank you.
We just go wild when we see you, and we have been going wild since the 70s about you, Alice. How does that feel to be such the grandmaster of gore?
You know, it's one of those things where I think the only kind of music that survives all the different forms of rock radio is guitar rock. You know, like, we've always been a real guitar band, and I think that's why Aerosmith and Alice Cooper and Ozzy and bands like that are still around, because, you know, kids just still love guitar rock.
You got that right. We all love guitar rock.
And it's classic.
It is classic, and we're keeping it alive here at The Arrow. Alice Cooper with us here on Utah's Classic 103.5 The Arrow. Hey, listen, Alice, which came first, the gore and the theatrics, or was it the music and the rock and roll, or vice versa? Which was it?
We were a bar band for 6 years before we ever saw a recording studio.
Ah.
In all really good bands. The Beatles, Stones were a bar band. Everybody was. And that's when you learn how to play really good. That's when you get and then after that, then you start writing your own songs. And then you start developing your own style. And then, for me, I looked around the whole rock world and I said, we've got about 500 Peter Pans and no Captain Hook.
Right.
I will gladly be Captain Hook.
Listen, what was the spark for that twisted turn in a young man's life, huh? Strict religious background, going the opposite direction. What happened?
Well, I ended up being the prodigal son, growing up in a Christian church, going away and then coming back after I got sober. But while I was away, I created quite a chaos in the business.
Alice Cooper, on your medication and off his chains.
And the thing was I think rock and roll needed a villain. I think rock and roll needed a character that was going to really represent the Darth Vader side of the whole thing. And I created this Alice character, and I said, well, if he's going to be the villain, then he can't just get up and be a villain. He's got to have a show wrapped around it. And more important than that is you've got to have hit records.
And you got to have hit records. Your first one, I'm 18. What a song, man. What an impact that song made on so many people. School's Out, too. We love that here at The Arrow. Poison, one of our favorites. Feed My Frankenstein. No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Really, in that era of time, that was the all-purpose thing. If you didn't have those hit records, like Bowie had hit records, Alice had hit records, Elton John had hit records, you know, if you didn't have that, you really were just going to go away. So we spent 90% of our time on the music and about 10% of our time on the theater. You know, I think people think it's just the opposite of that, but if you didn't have the cake, you couldn't put the icing on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you ever get tired of it, Alice?
I never get tired of it. It's funny, I'm going into my almost 50th year of touring in the, you know, all over the world. In fact, this tour goes to 5 continents, and every show is sold out. So, I mean, people still love the fact that it's a high-energy rock and roll show.
Yeah, high-energy rock and roll. Alice Cooper, June 13th at Kingsbury Hall here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Cannot wait to spend the night with Alice Cooper.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Dude, you are the coolest guy in rock and roll. Alice Cooper, even Lady Gaga gives you mad props.
She actually wrote me, she gave me a picture, and it said, "Dear Alice, thank you for letting me steal your show."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all these people over all this time, we can go down the list, you know, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, and others that I haven't even ever heard of, the Jenna Torturers, and it all traces back to Alice Cooper and your wild, brilliant, freaked out mind.
Well, it's, you know, I've just tried to make rock and roll more fun, and I think that sometimes rock and roll can get, like everything else, can get too serious. And why do you go to a rock concert? You don't go there to get serious. You go there to have fun.
That's right.
You know, I mean, and so bands like Kiss keep it fun. And bands like, you know, Slipknot and Rob Zombie and things. When you go and see that show, it's like going to a Halloween party.
Well, you've made such a tremendous impact on all the freaks, the gothics, the snake people, horror, gore, S&M, made a great career of death, torture, blood, decapitation, electrocution. It's been really entertaining and awesome. But then there's that golf game. Let's talk about that.
Well, I shot one over today, two birdies,
wow.
Three bogeys.
Wow.
I play six times a week. I play almost every day.
Everybody knows that you live down in the golf mecca of the world there in Phoenix. Which is your favorite course down there?
Oh, man, there's so many. There's 250 courses there.
So many great courses in Phoenix. Troon, TPC.
We play a different one every day. I play 6 days a week.
Wow, rockstar life is awesome.
You know, I do everything to extremes, and that's just one of them. But I started playing golf when I quit drinking, so I traded one bad habit for a worse one.
Yeah, really. You have the hit record, No More Mr. Nice Guy. But if you know the back channel on Alice Cooper, he's one of the nicest guys in rock and roll. Every person I've ever met that's met you always brings back a wonderful story about, hey, I met Alice Cooper. I was at a golf a tournament. Oh, hey, I met Alice Cooper. I was down in Las Vegas. Hey, guess what? I'm sitting next to Alice Cooper at a baseball game. Hey, you're everywhere. You're meeting everybody. And it's always a great story that comes back from, you know, the guy that's supposed to be shocking us and scaring us. But you're one of the nicest, most generous guys in the business.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I learned a long time ago that, you know, the character that you play on stage, you leave on stage. You know, it's so much fun to play a character that you're nothing like.
Right.
So when I get to play Alice, like tonight, I'll be playing Alice here in Corpus Christi. And it certainly won't be the guy you're talking to now. It will be this really dangerous character up there, which the audience wants to see. And then afterwards, I do a VIP, you know, meet and greet. And, you know, I'm just like this. You know, I'm just one of the guys. Kind of shocks people.
And that shocks people. Alice, tell me about those early days with a band called the Earwigs. Those early days, you were miming the Beatles.
Well, that was like we were making fun of the Beatles, to be honest with you, because we were all in the high school Letterman. We were in the Letterman's Club. We were all... You know, the crazy thing about the original band was that four guys in the original band were four-year Lettermen. We were like jocks. Three of the guys were, we were milers and two-milers on the cross-country and track team.
Alice Cooper's an athlete.
And so we couldn't let anybody know that we were jocks because that would have killed the image.
Yeah, I guess it would. What about the Spiders? You guys picked up guitars and actually plugged them in this time with a band you created called the Spiders.
Oh, yeah. By that time, the band was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
When we became the Spiders, we were like, we ended up being, you know, we actually played with the Yardbirds.
Whoa, wow. Playing with the Yardbirds. Cool.
Opened for the Yardbirds.
Wow.
When we were 16, 17 years old. And did all Yardbird songs before they did.
Wow.
And they gave us the thumbs up, and then they got up on stage and blew us away.
That's an amazing rock and roll story, Alice. Thank you so much. You've met so many cool people. I see pictures of you with Andy Warhol and Fred Astaire and Frank Sinatra. You've met everybody, and everybody wants to meet and hang with Alice Cooper, but who would you like to meet and hang out with, Alice?
You know, I only met Bob Dylan one time. And all we talked about was boxing.
Boxing.
Because he's a boxing aficionado.
Oh, really?
He actually, if you want to know anything about boxing, Bob Dylan's the guy to talk to.
Wow.
He's for some reason, that's his favorite thing. you know, it's funny. I have met pretty much everybody in the business, and I can't think of too many people that I haven't met. There's a lot of new artists that I haven't met, you know, just yet, but I will. I'll eventually meet them.
Hey, Alice, we're almost out of time. Tell us about the new Alice Cooper album called Paranormal that comes out in July.
Well, you know, they tell me not to talk about it, but I can just say that it's a true Alice Cooper album.
Right.
It's Bob Ezrin and I, you know, the guy that produced Schools Out and Billion Dollar Babies. There's a lot of surprise guests on it.
Billy Gibbons, Larry Mullen from U2.
It's just really a very cool Alice Cooper album. So I think nobody will be disappointed in this album.
Paranormal is the name of the album. Listen, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Have a good show tonight. We'll see you here in Salt Lake City, Utah on June 13th at Kingsbury Hall.
Hey, thank you, and I'll see you in Salt Lake.